The Cost of Home campaign is a first of sorts, combining the efforts of every Habitat for Humanity across the country into one initiative. Barbara Dunn with Patterson Habitat says it's a five-year effort that aims to help millions of Americans.
Reduce the cost of their housing. Right now, one in six Americans spend more than 50% of their income. And our goal is to focus on those 19 million Americans that are living in such unaffordable circumstances.
The national initiative looks to increase production of affordable homes, access to land, and advocate for dollars to help people struggling to pay a mortgage. In New Jersey, Habitat for Humanities are asking the state legislature to fully fund the Affordable Housing Trust Fund. Gail Levinson is a chairperson from the Advocacy Committee with Patterson Habitat.
Funding to fill gaps that prevent affordable units from being realized throughout the state. And unfortunately, over the past 10 or more years, much of that money that has been that should have been dedicated for those needs have been diverted for other needs addressing the state budget. And we would like that to stop.
First Lady Tammy Murphy says the governor is committed to keeping those dollars in the Affordable Housing Trust Fund.
These efforts will be supported by the state budget Phil has put forward, which would eliminate the diversion of funds from the Affordable Housing Trust Fund, finally, and create the Office of Homelessness Initiatives.
Homelessness being another factor in the need for affordable housing in New Jersey. Assemblyman Benji Wimberly heads the Housing and Community Development Committee, citing a national report with recent figures.
The 2018 statistics, a New Jerseyan making minimum wage have to work 107 hours a week in order to afford a decent one-bedroom apartment. New Jersey is the sixth most expensive state in the U.S. to rent a home, according to National Low Income Housing Coalition. In Passaic County alone, 430 people were experiencing homelessness on a single night.
Wimberly says the problem is becoming overwhelming in urban communities like Patterson.
Some days it's difficult for my staff and I to direct constituents to proper resources due to the lack of resources and the lack of funding for affordable housing. With the refunding of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund, more programs and resources will be made available to New Jersey residents. As you know, we need it.
Habitat's Cost of Home campaign is calling on its members, volunteers, and the greater community to speak with legislators about affordable housing issues. Gail Levinson again with Patterson Habitat.
And to encourage them to pass laws and write regulations that would increase access to funding, create new zoning opportunities, and make life more affordable for people of low income who do not live in safe and secure environments.
Still, New Jersey advocates for affordable housing won't know if those dollars will be there until the state legislature and the governor come to an agreement on a fiscal year 2020 budget. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Ang Santos in Patterson.